Where can you find the largest collection of Soviet space artifacts on public display in the world? The answer is in a most unexpected place. And if you venture there, you'll find much, much more than that. It's a gem of an attraction in the middle of the country, and it's today's feature on the American Countryside. It's quite an attraction with a very humble beginning.
1962, a gal named Patty Carey was able to get a used star projector from a planetarium in Oklahoma City. She had one weekend to raise $7,200, and she did. They purchased it, brought it up here, installed it at the state fairgrounds in the poultry barn, the chicken coop, and did weekend shows with volunteers for 4 years as the Hutchinson Planetarium.
Chris Orwell is president and CEO of the Kansas Cosmosphere and Space Center, the place that began in a chicken barn at the state fair so long ago.
When they started looking at the expansion from a planetarium into a museum as well in the mid-1970s, then there was really a lot of effort with NASA and the Air and Space Museum for looking for a place in the Midwest. And so, right place, right time.
Let's cut right to the chase. Most people cannot imagine the wealth of spacecraft and memorabilia that can be found in Hutchinson, Kansas. You'll simply have to go there and see the biggest and best collection anywhere in the Midwest.
We have the largest collection of Russian space artifacts from the Russian space program, from the space race, outside of Moscow. And the only place in Moscow that you can see those space artifacts is in the Rocket Space Corporation Energia Corporate Museum. So it's not even open to the public. So realistically, this is the only place that you're going to see all these Russian space artifacts anywhere in the world.
The Cosmosphere is more than just a place to go and view important items from space, though. They also restore historic spacecraft and offer top-of-the-line space camps. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.